SBS Radio.
Richard Di Natale was born in Melbourne to Italian immigrant parents. He entered politics after the 2010 election, where he won a Senate seat representing Victoria and spoke of his family's roots in his maiden Senate speech.
I stand here today as the product of that wonderful Australian experiment called multiculturalism. My mother and her parents left San Marco, a small village in southern Italy, to board a ship for Australia in the late 1950s. They didn't speak any English, but they were armed with something far more important, the hope for a better life.
Senator Di Natale took the party leadership in May 2015 after the surprise resignation of then-leader Christine Milne. The two previous Greens leaders, Ms. Milne and Bob Brown, cut their political teeth as environmental activists in Tasmania. Senator Di Natale has continued the push for a greener future, providing vocal opposition to the building of new coal-fired power stations.
The future's with renewable energy. If you haven't got a plan to phase out coal, you've got no plan to tackle climate change. 80% of the coal that we dig up in Australia is burned overseas. Unless we're going to deal with that, no party is serious about dealing with climate change.
Senator Di Natale is facing challenges as Greens leader that are quite different to those faced by his predecessors. Dr. Jill Shepherd, a lecturer at the Australian National University's School of Politics, explains.
The Greens have been around long enough now that they are starting to have some of the same problems as the major parties. But Richard Di Natale is facing a slightly different set of problems from his predecessors. And I think probably when we look back, we'll say that he's done a pretty good job of that.
The Greens' overall popularity appears to have plateaued in recent years. The party currently holds 10 parliamentary seats, 9 in the Senate and 1 in the House of Representatives. That's one less than at the time of the 2016 federal election. However, some analysts, such as Dr. Zare Gazarian, a political scientist at Monash University, says the plateau has less to do with Senator Di Natale and more to do with other factors.
Leading a minor party is very difficult with the resources that they have, limited resources compared to what the major parties have. Di Natale himself has, I think, performed really strongly, but the Greens have just been at sometimes overwhelmed by what's been going on in the major parties.
Another possible reason for the plateau, Dr. Gazarian says, is because previously Greens-centric issues like climate change and asylum seekers have entered the thinking of the major parties and no longer offer the Greens a clear point of difference. He says while Senator Di Natale deserves credit for helping push those issues into the mainstream as party leader, he'd also be expected to find new issues to provide that distinction.
They need an issue that is significant enough to galvanise their supporters and really position themselves as being very different to the established major parties.
And one of those issues could be pill testing. Senator Di Natale worked as a general practitioner and public health specialist before entering politics. He worked in Aboriginal health in the Northern Territory on HIV prevention in India and in the drug and alcohol sector. He has been one of the harm minimization strategy's most vocal political supporters.
The evidence tells us when we have pill testing, we save people's lives. When we don't use it, people die. We can tell people to stop using these substances. They don't listen. They won't listen to us. We say young people occasionally make risky choices, and it's up to us as policymakers to ensure that we look after them.
The electorates the Greens best performed in at the 2016 federal election were metropolitan seats such as Melbourne, Higgins and Melbourne Ports. The party is again targeting these seats this time around, hoping to win a second seat in the House of Representatives for the first time ever. But Dr. Jill Shepherd says despite Senator Di Natale's strong leadership, a poor showing at the election might bring calls for change.
I think Di Natale has shown himself to be really competent, a very capable leader of the Greens, but I suspect that if the Greens don't do very well at this election, that he'll have to stand down and someone else will take his place.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.